FM 90.3 WJTL, Cade Thompson with Treasure Crowder and Mandisa. Let It Rain before that. Good morning, 720.
Your weather forecast for this Tuesday, some sun, some clouds, humid, chance of showers and thunderstorms hanging out, high of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms again with your low down to 70. And looking ahead to tomorrow, Wednesday, we call it Winning Wednesday because we give stuff away. Partly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, high of 88. Currently sun and some clouds and 69.
We're hanging out with our friends from Hope International. Brian Boykin and Luke Harbaugh are with us. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Luke is the church representative for Hope International. Luke, earlier Brian told a great story about Peter in Rwanda and how it's impacted his life, his family's life, his community's life, and just what God is doing through Hope and that. Any other great stories you could share with us?
Yeah, so at Hope, we're really privileged to partner with the local church in the places where we're working around the world. And so those church partnerships are really significant for us. And I was able to visit our partner in South Asia a couple years ago. And one of the cool things that churches are doing is they're actually sharing some of these resources and some of this training with kids. And so we were able to visit a children's savings group in South Asia. And there we met a girl who was 14 years old, and her story just blew us away. I was there with a church group, and we were visiting the work there. And we visited a savings group that of kids that were saving about 10 cents a week. So not a whole lot by our standards, but for kids living in poverty, 10 cents a week is really significant.
Sure.
And so we were interviewing her and talking back and forth a little bit. And we asked her, you know, what are you saving your money for? And she said, well, I'm saving it for my birthday. And so we, of course, being selfish as we are, we're thinking like she's going to save it up and buy a treat that she doesn't usually get, or maybe buy a new dress or something like that. And so we asked her, like, what are you saving for on your birthday? And she said, I'm saving up so that I can buy new bedding for the kids in the orphanage next door to the school that she was in. And of course, we just melted,
Sure.
And half of us started crying. And it's just so kind of disrupted our expectations of what she was saving for. But the cool thing about that story, beyond just her heart, is that that's really the kind of transformation and the kind of thought process that we're aiming for inside of our programs. Is not only are people learning these principles and learning to save and invest in their own futures, but they're learning to kind of turn that outward towards their own communities as well, and just really learn how to love our neighbor as God instructs us to love our neighbor. And so that's a story that I think will stick with me probably for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
This image of this 14-year-old
I could see
girl.
That you still see her and you're there with her listening to that. That's amazing.
Yeah, the generosity. Was amazing.
And you know, today if you talk about microloans, most people know what they are. But I remember when Jeff Root from Keystone Custom Homes came in here the very first time when we were back at the old studio and was trying to explain them to me and how he really saw the whole vision for how God could use that to spread the gospel. And maybe people don't realize that Hope International and even the whole making of those microloans really started right here in our area.
Yeah, so you know, we've been around for a little over 20 years, but we started right here in Lancaster County. And so an organization that has a broad reach around the world started right here in our own backyard.
We're
proud of that. And so people ask us, you know, why are you an international organization in Lancaster? Why aren't you closer to an airport? but at the same time, you know, this is where our roots are and this is where we want to be. And we're proud of being in Lancaster.
I can tell you get asked that occasionally.
We do.
Brian Boykin is with us. He's the Pennsylvania regional rep. And Brian, you guys have your golf tournament come up, and we're excited to be a part of it. It's coming up in September. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, it's on Friday, September 13th at Heritage Hills Resort in York. And we're going to have about 240 golfers out there that day.
Amazing.
There'll be a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, it's really about the money that we raise, because it's not really about golf. I mean, the golfers have a great time.
Well, sure.
But it's really all about the clients around the world that we're trying to impact their lives, really give them a hand up instead of a hand out.
Right.
And it's changing their lives. And so that's really what we're excited about.
So I understand you're already full with golfers, but you're looking for sponsors.
Yes. Yes. Businesses that would like to sponsor, you can get on our program. And, you know, we'll find a way to get you on if you really want to get on.
And it's a great opportunity for them to be a part of what Hope is doing throughout the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they want to be a sponsor of that day or sponsor a hole or do something special for Hope and be a part of that, how do they do that?
They can call me. My number is 717-808-1324, and we'll hook you up and we'll send you all the information. Or you can go online And on our website, you will see information about the upcoming tournament, and there are sponsorship links there.
And if folks can't be a part of the golf tournament, there's other ways that they can get involved throughout the year.
Sure. We have our fall breakfast coming up in November, and we'll have about 250 folks out for that, or 350, excuse me. And what we really encourage folks to do is to connect us with people that really want to have a heart, that have a heart to give. And so you can connect us. We can come to your church. We can help educate your church about poverty. We also have poverty simulations, which we love to put on. And we'd love for you to take a trip. If you're interested in what we do, it's kind of a different missions trip because you don't go and put up a building or
right.
put on a Bible study.
Right.
We show you how our people, our clients around the world, what they're doing and how we do our loan groups and the fact that together they help each other up out yeah. of poverty.
I know Lisa went a few years ago, and it really has impacted her. She still talks about it. So,
and I encourage anybody to go to the poverty simulator. Our youth group at my church went before a missions trip, and it wrecked them. It was amazing. So
in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It got them ready.
Once again, visit online hopeinternational.org or give Brian a call 717-808-1324, especially if you're interested in a sponsorship opportunity at their upcoming golf tournament. Guys, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we love seeing you both. Thank you for being here. Back to the music we go. This is Casting Crowns. Thrive on FM 90.3. WJTL, your home for Christ.